Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on the final chapter, which is chapter number 11, Then the End Shall Come in the Biblical Worldview course. The objectives of this particular chapter are this, that you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to explain the key event preceding the end of the world and the climax of God's plan. References which describe the end of the world. You'll be able to summarize the events leading to the end of the world and the climax of God's plan for the nations. Our key verse today is going to be found in Matthew 24:14. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. So as an introduction, the first chapter of this course described the beginning of the world. From that point, you have followed the development of God's plan throughout history, from Old Testament and New Testament days up through the church age and in present times. But what does the Bible teach about the future of the world? Jesus spoke of the end of the world. What does this mean? This chapter answers these questions as it discusses the end of the world and the climax of God's plan for all mankind. A key event. Jesus promised his followers. In John 14:2-3, it says, I go to prepare a place for you. And then he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there ye may be also. So Jesus said that he would return to the earth for those who are born again, believers, and to take them to a special place that he has prepared for them. When will this happen? No one knows the exact time except for God. But that day, an hour, knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Matthew 24:36. We do not know the exact timing, but Jesus spoke of a key event that would let his followers know that the time was near. In Matthew 24:14, it says, in the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. So the key event which will precede the end of the world and the climax of God's plan for the nations is the spreading of the gospel of the kingdom to all people. What a responsibility we have in fulfilling God's plan. So in this course, you learn of the task of the church and your personal responsibility as a member to fulfill this challenge. You also learned about the message to be shared, which is the gospel of the kingdom. But what is the end of which Jesus spoke? The end is the climax of the world and time as we now know it. It is the final part of God's plan for the nations. The prophetic record. God did not reveal every detail about how the world would end, but he did give us an outline of the major events of prophecy. The word prophecy means to speak forth, and Bible prophecy includes three kinds of speaking forth. One, a message inspired from God. Two, prediction of future events in God's eternal plan. And three, an interpretation for man of the acts of God. Now, the main prophecies about the future of the world are to be found in Daniel and Revelation. Special passages such as Matthew 24 and 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 provide additional information. From a study of these passages, we can learn what God has revealed about the end of the world. That which is revealed. Here's a brief summary of what God has revealed in his word about the end of the world. The preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. This must be accomplished before the end will come, according to Matthew 24:14. The rapture. After the gospel of the kingdom has been preached to all peoples, Jesus will return for believers, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. It gives the most detail about the return, which is called the rapture. The word rapture is not found in Scripture, but caught up has this meaning. From this passage, we learn that 1. Jesus himself will return, according to verse 16. There will be a resurrection for those who were believers when they died, also verse 16. There will be a rapture, which means the act of taking a person from one place to another. Living believers will be taken from the earth to meet Jesus in the air, according to verse 17. There will be a reunion between believers who have previously died, believers living at a time of the Lord's return and the Lord Jesus Christ, also verse 17. So some believers believe that the rapture will occur before the tribulation and that believers will not have to experience any of this terrible time on earth, and other believers believe that the rapture will happen midway through that period. Still others believe the rapture will happen at the end of the tribulation. The most common belief is that the rapture of believers will happen before the tribulation begins. The different views of timing of the rapture result from various interpretations of Scripture. Actually, no one knows the exact timing of the event except God and the Father. Matthew 24:36. What is most important is to know that you as a true believer, and are you ready to go with Jesus in the rapture when it does occur? The tribulation. Some people will not be glad to see Jesus return. According to Revelation 1:7, it says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." So the reason for their sorrow is that they did not accept Jesus, they rejected him, and lived in their own sinful ways. Now they face a time of great suffering on the earth. The Bible tells of the terrible time called the tribulation, which will occur after believers have been raptured to be with Jesus. The tribulation will last for 42 months, or 1,260 days, according to Daniel 24:27. It'll be a very difficult time. There have been many difficult times in the world, but three things will distinguish the tribulation from all other times of trouble. According to Revelation 3:10, first, it will be worldwide and not just local. Second, people will realize that the end of the world is near, Revelation 6:16. Third, the intensity of the trouble will be greater than ever before experienced, according to Matthew 24:4 through 14. There are a series of judgments of God on the earth during the tribulation, and these are described in Revelation 6, 8, 9, and 16, and Matthew 24, 4-14. The judgments fall on all men and women who have rejected Jesus Christ. The millennium. The Bible tells of a period of 1,000 years after the tribulation with which Jesus will rule the earth in righteousness, and that's according to Zechariah 14:9 and Daniel 7:14. The city of Jerusalem will be the center of the government, according to Isaiah 2:3, and this period will end when Satan stages a last revolt against God, according to Revelations 20:7-9. God will send fire from heaven and end all opposition, and Satan will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity, according to Revelation 20:10. Judgment. Those who died as unbelievers will be resurrected from the dead to face judgment. Because they did not repent from sin and accept Jesus as Savior, they will be condemned to eternity in hell, according to Revelation 20, 12-15. True believers who have repented from sin and accepted Jesus as Savior will spend eternity in heaven in the presence of God, according to Revelation 21. The world destroyed. The Bible speaks of the world being destroyed with fervent heat. According to 2 Peter 3:10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." 2 Peter 3:10. So time as we now measure it will no longer exist. We will enter eternity, which has no beginning and no end. "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the thing therein are, and the earth, and things that are therein are, and the sea, and things which are therein, that there should be time no longer," according to Revelations 10:5-6. God's purpose fulfilled. Remember the special purpose of God you previously studied. According to Ephesians 1:9-10, it says, "Having been made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him." At last, God's special plan will be fulfilled. according to Revelation 5:13, it says, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Revelation 11:15. "And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and which are in the sea and all that are in him heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Revelation 5:13. Before the throne, God will create a new heaven and a new earth, and description of these is given in Revelations chapters 21 and 22. Believers of all nations will be gathered together with the one true God. It says, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues. And they stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." According to Revelation 7:9-12. Men and women of all nations, and all tribes, and tongues, and of every people group, gathered before the throne. But as a review, this great scene of rejoicing in heaven, let us not forget the challenge that only those who, according to Romans 10:13, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? Romans 10:14-15. So, you have studied the biblical worldview, you have viewed the world through the eyes of God. Now, what is your personal response to this great challenge? I hope that this lesson has been a blessing to you. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next course.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.